If you haven't lost your taste for all things British following the over-the-top pageantry of Queen Elizabeth's Jubilee celebration, we've got you covered. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick reviews two great new novels from across the pond. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. An Olive Grove in Ends by 23-year-old British prodigy Moses Mackenzie is a gripping, gritty coming-of-age story set in an immigrant neighborhood in Bristol called Ends. Ends is home to an unsettled mix of Caribbean and Somali people, mosques and churches, drug corners and candy shops. The Olive Grove of the title surrounds something truly unexpected in Ends, a magnificent mansion. Narrator Seon Hughes is 10 years old the day he breaks into it for the first time and vows to live there someday. This dream is buried at the heart of all his relationships with his cousin Cuba, who will give him the means through drug dealing, with his schoolmate, Shona, a preacher's daughter and the love of his life, with his cruel mother, who left him to be raised by his grandmother and whose utter failure to believe in him is a motivation in itself. But Seon makes many mistakes along the way to his dream. Just when he has finally stockpiled all the cash he needs and has a chance to get out of the drug game for good, he is driven to two terrible, soul-searing acts of betrayal and violence. But even then, Mackenzie's creation of this character is so full of heart and authenticity that we never stop caring about him, rooting for him to dig his way out of the ever deeper avalanche of trouble. With all its dialects and patois, this book is fantastic in audio, and even more so because the author's own brother, Lewis Mackenzie, an accomplished actor, reads it aloud. If you love British humor, you may already know Nina Stivi, one of whose books was made into the BBC series Love, Nina, and whose previous novel, Paradise Lodge, was featured on The Weekly Reader back in 2017. Stibbe's latest chronicles 30 years in the lives of frenemies Susan and Norma, a tangle of sweetness, snubs, and secrets, as told by Susan, another of Stibbe's truly hilarious female narrators. Susan meets both her best friend Norma and her husband Roy while studying English at the University of Rutland and holding down a weekend job at The Pincushion, a tailor shop owned by Norma's parents. Roy, she first spies smoking outside the diner across the street. The book follows their relationship through 30 years of marriage and parenting, including both their own daughter and Roy's child from an earlier relationship who literally shows up on their doorstep. Norma and Susan's friendship is always a bit fraught. Though Susan seems to be the brighter of the two, Norma has all the ambition and gets all the success, publishing books of poetry and becoming a celebrity. When she suddenly marries Susan's boss, a man upon whom Susan has been nurturing a mega crush for years, a major chill sets in. But by now, we're all the way to 2020, so along comes COVID to blow up everybody's plans, big and small. For a book that has laugh-out-loud moments on almost every page, the ending is astonishingly moving. As Sarah Gilmartin put it in her review in the Irish Times, this interrogation of friendship is Stibbe at her best, dense with humorous observations, full of delightful idiosyncrasy. Like a stand-up comic, she circles back on standing jokes, giving readers the 1-2 punch of wit and insight with remarkable regularity.
The books are An Olive Grove Grows and Ends by Moses Mackenzie and One Day I Shall Astonish the World by Nina Stibbe. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or on the WIPR app. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.